Almost 3 decades after his resignation, 9 years after his death, Richard Nixon remains a subject of fascination.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
It is stimulated by the periodic release of another batch of the 3,700 hours of Oval Office tape that Nixon, incredibly, did not destroy when he could have. The latest 240 hours cover a period July to October 1972, shortly after the break-in on Democratic headquarters in the Watergate building, shortly before the election, when Nixon had reason to worry whether the scandal would hurt his re-election chances. Briefed on October 15th by his chief of staff, H.R. Haldeman, about the latest details in the investigation, Nixon says, "We'll just have to brazen it out. I wish it were otherwise. The main thing they're trying to do is to tie this to me personally." He rambles on some more and concludes that the real problem is the press, especially the Washington Post. Nixon explodes, "Sue the bastards." He says he could not win, of course, but a suit would create doubt in the public mind. "The goddamn press can do anything it wants," he says bitterly. "It's the damn Eastern establishment." Nixon reveals an antipathy for Ronald Reagan that I, for one, never knew about. At Camp David, he tells Haldeman, "Reagan on a personal basis is terrible. He just isn't pleasant to be around." Nixon displays some of his racism as he discusses with Haldeman the White House staff. Haldeman says, "We gotta get the niggers out of the garden. Get the Filipinos in and work 'em like slaves." Nixon says, "Right." "And are you ready, Nixon, on sex?" He discusses with Haldeman an article in Washingtonian magazine on sex, power, and politics. Its theme is that no one has ever had a good romantic affair with a politician, and that there is not a single satisfactory sexual relationship in the entire White House. Nixon's comment? "They're wrong. I've seen those Secret Service guys out at San Clemente." This is Daniel Shore.